Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, once again here in the house of the Lord. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory. And as that hymn said, oh, come, let us adore him, Lord. We adore you this morning. Can I get an amen? Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Thine is the power. And on this Father's Day, Lord, we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I love the sound of that. Let's try that again. Everybody say with me, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's right. Lord, we praise your name this morning. Thine is the greatness, the power, the glory. Thine is the majesty, O Lord, for thou art exalted as head above all. All things come of you, Lord, and thou reignest over all. In thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord, the message of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. May the light of the revelation of your word, oh, coming to our hearts, give us understanding. Hallelujah. That we may grow thereby. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I get an amen this morning? Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. Oh yeah. Amen. The Lord deserves a better hand clap than that on Father's Day. Let's try it again. Give the Lord a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now this morning, the message, running over. Now that's the message, running over. And I'm going to start here at John chapter 10. You're going to understand it once we get into the message here. John chapter 10 is where I'm going to start, and I will read just a couple of verses from verse 9. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. The message is running over. John chapter 10 and verse 9. I am the door, Jesus said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Can I get an amen on that? Well, there is no other way, the Bible tells us. There is no other place, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. You know, and Jesus said, I am the door. If you enter in, you will be saved. And you should go in and out, and you will find pasture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10. The thief cometh, that's the devil, not but for to steal. Now, this is the reason the devil comes, the thief. You know, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. You know, that's his purpose. To steal your joy, steal your victory. You know, do something, you know, that's going to aggravate you, distress you, bring pain and confusion and sorrow and all of that, you know, and so forth. But I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, he's talking to his sheep because, you know, you're going to have to read the first few verses where he's talking about, I am the good shepherd and so forth. The good shepherd laid down his life. So he's talking to the sheep, you know, saying, I've come to give my sheep, you know, not just enough life, but abundant life. Can somebody say amen? And that's the message this morning. You know, that's the message this morning. Running over. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Life that Jesus gives. Not just enough life for you to get back. But he gives abundant life. Abundant life. Now everything about God is abundant. And we're going to find out that in this message this morning. Short message this morning. But we're going to find out. Now turn with me to Psalm 23. And verse 5. You know, many of you might know this psalm. You know, a famous psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. He talks about in that... You know, so this psalm will fit right into what Jesus said, because Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd in John chapter 10. And the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. See, I shall not want. You know, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures and so forth. But verse 5 is where I'm going. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now, you might want to listen to that message on our website called Table in the Presence of Your Enemies. It was a good message, I think, first this year. And, you know, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now, that's an anointing that runs over. You know, God, he said, anoint my head with oil. and my cup runneth over. So we're going to be talking about the running over portion, you know, this morning. That's what we're going to be talking about. Running over. Thou anoints my head with oil, running over. Life in abundance. You know, we're going to look at some verses of scripture to show us, you know, how God does things, you know, and so forth like that, and give us an understanding of how to believe God. Now, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, now, I'm not preaching about taking up an offering or anything like that this morning, you know, but, you know, I want to read this scripture because, you know, it's talking about running over. Now, give, he said, and it shall be given unto you. Now, good measure. Now, so I'm going to explain running over from this verse here. We're not talking, we're not taking up an offering. That's not what we're doing. Give, and it shall be given unto you this morning, he said. Good measure. Now, pressed down. Now, notice, you know, first of all, it's good measure. And then it's pressed down. You know, so it's like, look, you press it down to make more room. Because the container is looks like it's full, but it's not full. So you press it down. Then there's more room. Then you shake it together again to still make more room. Amen? Good measure. Press down and shaking together. And running over. Now, that's where my message is taken from this morning. Running over. You know, he said, shall men give unto your bosom. You know, wow. He said, but for the same measure that you meet, you know, shall it be measured unto you again. Well, you're going to find out in this message, you can't, you know, get running over if you don't give running over. We're not talking about money at all. You'll find that out in this message this morning. You know, so, you know, hold on to your seats because we're not talking about money. Praise God. You know, amen. Praise God. Now, in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Now, this one and the one we read in Luke is often used, you know, for tithes and offerings and so forth like that. And I am going to be preaching on tithes and offerings in a few weeks. First time that I'm going to do that since we've been here. You don't want to miss that when we do that. But this is not about that this morning. I just want to show you how God operates in Malachi chapter 3. And he talks about, you know, in verses 10 to 11, he talks about what he does in abundance. And here's what he says. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not enough room, so that's the abundance, there's not enough room to receive it. Not, you know, what God, when God blesses, he doesn't just give you just enough. Amen? He gives you abundance. Now, some of you are just, you know, just enough, kind of, you know, just get by. You know, that's how you believe God. You know, well, see, God can do no more for you than the level of your faith. Can somebody say amen? Well, if you believe that God can give you just enough, well, he'll give you just enough. You know, but if you believe that God can give you an abundance, then he can also give you an abundance. Now, I'm going to lay a foundation for this, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, everything about God is in abundance. It's not, you know, it's not, God is not a just enough kind of God. He is a running over kind of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, let's find out. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. And let's see what kind of God he is. And I'm going to read verse 7. But just in case you need a little background, let me read verse 6 as well. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Now, so right away you know he's talking about the Lord Jesus. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Can somebody say Wonderful? Oh yes. Counselor. The Mighty God. Oh my. The Everlasting Father. Oh my goodness. And he is the Prince of Peace. But notice in verse 7. Of the increase of his government and his peace. You know, that's the abundance. That's the kind of God. He's constantly expanding. Amen. Praise God. His constant, his kingdom is constantly expanding. His government and the peace that he gives to his people constantly expanding. Of the increase of his government and of his peace, sir, there shall be no end. There's no end to it. You can't come to the end of the line. No, it's just, if you think you're there, there's more. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, he's an abundant kind of God. He's a God that runs over. You know, that's everything that he does is like that. Praise God. Oh yeah. You know, but you know, so don't let's limit God here this morning. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Hallelujah. For God is able. Everybody say God is able. Oh, I love that. You know, I like to say it this way. You know, for you to know that God is able is non-negotiable for you to receive what you're asking for. You know, if you don't understand that and you don't know that and you don't affirm that in your heart that God is able, you're not going to get started from even receiving anything from God. That's the first thing. You got to know that God is able. But he's not just able to give you just enough. See, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Now let's check that out. Now that's exceeding. Amen. That's going beyond. And that's abundantly. I mean, that's like surplus. That's not just enough. Anybody still with me here this morning? You know, abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Oh yes. According to the mighty power of God. Oh yeah. That's working, you know, in us. Praise God. You know, able to do exceeding abundantly above. That's Ephesians chapter 3, you know, and verse 20. You know, that's the running over. It's exceeding, it's abundant, and it's above all that you can think. You know, if you can think it, he can do more. Praise God. You know, I mean, the power of imagination is so great. I mean, you can think, you can sit here and just imagine things. I mean, you can, you know, imagination is a wonderful thing. You know, but, you know, if you can think it, he can outdo it. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, just think, you know, I mean, just imagine all the universes and so forth, the galaxies and the Milky Way and the super galaxies that are out there. You just think about them and so forth. You know, he can do more because of the increase of his government. There shall be no end. Even scientists are finding out that it's constantly increasing. They can't keep up with the universe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our God is so great. Now, today I'm going to challenge us in this short message to believe God not for just enough, but to believe God for an abundance. Amen. Now, in the book of John, I'm going to get to the real part of this message now. That was the background. In the book of John, chapter 7 and verse 37, we are told that on that great day, see, of the feast, that's what Jesus did. You know, in the book of John, chapter 7 and verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me," he said, "as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers of living water." Now, that's flowing forth. That's an abundance. That means he's, you know, the rivers of living water cannot be contained inside of you. It's overflowing. Can somebody say amen? Oh yeah, it's an overflowing. It's the presence of the Lord. It's overflowing the anointing of the Lord. Now the Holy Spirit is also overflowing. Now you notice here that the Lord compares the Holy Spirit to rivers of living water, not to a lake. Amen. Can somebody say amen? God never uses the word lake to refer to anything about God. Now, the lake of fire. Oh, yeah, that's where the devil is going. Can somebody say amen? Oh, yeah. Oh, I like a bigger amen than that. The devil is going to the lake of fire. Amen. He doesn't like it when we say that, but, you know, that's his business. He's going there. Amen. Oh, that's right. And all the people that hate God, they shall be turned into hell. And all the people whose names are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you don't have to worry about going to the lake of fire. Now, I'm not worried about it because my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you say amen to that? Well, if your name is not there, well, perhaps you can, you know, you can get an understanding this morning of how to get, you know, to get that assurance in your heart. You know, but he's talking about rivers of living water out of his belly. Now, some of you want to contain, you know, you just want to contain the Lord. I mean, you don't want to share anything about God. You just, you know, you think, well, I got the Holy Ghost. You know, I can even speak in tongues and do all of these things and so forth like that. You know, so no, but that's not what it is. No, look, listen to this in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 27. He says, "The heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee." See. But the heavens cannot contain God. The heavens of heavens cannot contain him. Because he is a running over kind of God. He's an abundant God. Now if you think a God that cannot be contained by the universe, you're going to just contain him over here a little in your body and don't share it with anybody, you're wrong. Because out of his belly shall usher forth rivers of living water. It will overflow even to others around you. Now, if the rivers of living water are not flowing out of you and touching somebody's life around you, maybe you ain't got the rivers of living water. Hello? Okay. Maybe all you got is speaking in tongues. You know. But you don't have the rivers of living water. You don't have the rivers. Now, the Bible says there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. You know, those kind of streams should be ushering out of your life. You know, you should be impacting people's lives for good towards Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, and, you know, the heavens of heavens cannot contain him. You know, he's an abundant kind of God. You know, so let's not bottle him up. Amen. Praise God. Let's not bottle him up. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. He is an abundant God. You must be a channel of blessing for the Holy Spirit, the rivers to flow through. You know, channels of the streams for him to flow through. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to be, you know, he doesn't want us to be bottled up. That's like, you know, I'm going to give you some comparisons of some things, you know, that God does in abundance. You know, how he gives, you know, things in abundance. Now, we've already read his peace. You know, the government and his peace shall be, you know, there should be no end to it. It's an abundance. But let me give you some other scriptures about that. You know, how God, you know, there's a reason why they call him the Prince of Peace. Amen? You cannot, repeat, you cannot have the peace without the Prince of Peace. Can somebody say amen? Listen to the kind of peace that Jesus can give you. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 12. This is the kind of peace that he promises, and you will see that it is not, you know, the kind of peace that's, you know, just a little peace. He says, "For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river." So he's talking about river again. "And the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream." You know, hallelujah. Flowing, it has to be flowing. Can somebody say amen? You know, a lake or a pond is a dead end. Something is flowing in, but nothing is going out. Does everybody know that? That's the way the lakes are. And pretty soon, it becomes a habitation of fungi and bacteria. And all kinds of dead things begin to live in that pond and so forth like that, because there's no movement. Is somebody stay with me this morning? When there is no movement in your life, when the river is not flowing, you're pretty much going to become like a lake, dead. You're getting it in, but you're not giving anything out. You ought to be a channel of, don't be a lake. You want to be a lake? No, I don't want to be a lake. You know, we want to be like the river, or streams flowing with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Extend peace like a river. Now God, he brings abundant peace. He brings the kind of peace that is beyond understanding. Check it out in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, "The peace of God that passes understanding." Now that's abundant peace. That's not the kind of peace that the world gives. Because the world has no peace. Hallelujah. But this is abundant peace. This is peace that is beyond understanding. That is the peace, the kind of peace that even when everything is going haywire, you can still have that peace. Hallelujah. And then people can see and so forth. But see, that peace has to flow. He said rivers. He said compares the peace to rivers. You can't just have peace in your little room and your corner and you're not affecting the world. No. Your peace must flow like rivers of living water to others around you. When the other people are troubled, your peace should bring a soothing. You know, he leads me beside us. You know, I mean, brings soothing, you know, to their problems and so forth. You know, that's when it's flowing out of you and so on. You know, so that's something that the abundant peace will do for us. Now let's look at the joy of the Lord. Now the joy of the Lord is not just, you know, a little joy here today and gone tomorrow and so forth. The Bible calls it in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, it calls it joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now that's a kind of joy that is abundant. That's the kind of joy that is running over. In the book of Psalm 16 and verse 11, he says the same thing. He says, thou wilt show me the path of life. Amen? He connects life with the very presence of God. He says, in his presence, his fullness of joy. You cannot have life if you are not in his presence. You're walking dead already if you are not with the Lord.
That's right.
Amen? Oh yeah. You know, in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. But this fullness of joy, this is the joy that overflows. You know, some people, some Bible scholars and so forth, they say that the church will have this kind of joy when they meet the Lord. So they call it rapture. It's rapturous. It's effervescent. It's some kind of joy. But you can't have that kind of joy in the world. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can bring you that kind of joy. But you must press in. There is a prize to the overflowing presence of God. There is also a prize to the overflowing of the things of God that we get. Now, if you're satisfied with just enough, well, that's all right. Because if you believe for just enough, then God will be just enough. But if you're not satisfied with just enough, and you want abundance, then God can do abundantly more for you. Amen. Now, let me put it to you this way. Let's talk about just enough. You know, God can give you, you can believe God for just enough to pay your bills, or maybe not all your bills. You can believe God for just enough to pay your rent. You know, and maybe you can't even believe God to pay for the other things, but you have just enough pay to believe God for your rent. Well, if he can give you for your rent, he can give you more. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Don't ever limit God. You know, the reason people, you know, the reason people don't get very much from God is because their faith is limited. Praise God. And of course, sometimes, you know, they're not walking according to the word of the Lord. We know that, you know. But if God can heal you of one sickness today, he can heal you of every other sickness that ever comes upon your body.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. You know, that's the abundance. That's the running over. That's not just enough. If he can heal you of back pain, he can heal you of cancer. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, he's not God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I don't care if it's leukemia. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care whatever it is. At the name of Jesus,
amen,
every knee Shabbat.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise God. And if you can believe God for one thing, I mean, you know, maybe you believe God for, you know, for your children and so forth, and one of them is saved, why don't you believe for all of them to be saved?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody. Because God is an abundant God.
Amen.
If you're believing for your family, and maybe your, you know, some of your siblings are saved, and you know, some of the others are not saved and so forth, believe God for all.
Amen.
Don't stop believing God at just one point, you know. That's the reason people limit God, you know, because God will do something and then, oh yeah, you know, it's wonderful and so forth. Well, we ought to be thankful for what God does, but you ought to believe God for more. Praise God. Don't ever stop believing God for more. Hallelujah. You got to believe God for more all the time. You know, there's people in the Bible, the stories in the Bible that I can tell you today. You know, there's a woman in the Bible, you know, that was believing God for God to help her, you know, pay her debt. And the prophet said to her, you know, well, here's what you need to do. What do you have in the house? And she said, well, you know, I don't know, you know, there's nothing, you know, we already sold everything, you know, and so forth like that, you know, because, and the debtors are after us. So, well, you know, but I think we have, you know, so one of the kids said, well, we got a little pot of oil here. And then so they told their mom told the prophet, and they said, well, that's all right. You know, here's what I want you to do, though. You know, as long as you only have that one pot, it's going to be just enough. But I want you to go out and borrow vessels, not a few.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
I want you to go to your neighbors and get as many vessels as you can get. Just keep getting. You know? And so she got in the room and she told her son, well, you go get me all the vessels you can get. And so they went out and got borrowed all the vessels and they kept bringing, and she would pour the oil from this little pot that she had. She'd pour into the oil and then they'd bring another and she'd pour the oil. And my goodness, the thing kept going on and she'd pour the oil again. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And she'd pour the oil again. And as long as they kept bringing a pot, there was oil to flow from the one pot to the new pot.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. In fact, the oil stopped when the son said, well, there's no more pots. You know, that'll tell you that as long as you keep believing, hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Is there yet another pot that the oil may flow from this to that? I said, oh, well, there's not enough. There's no more. Well, so the oil stayed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's a spirit that was moving that oil, the Holy Ghost. Was moving the Holy Ghost that watches over the word. Hallelujah. The prophet spoke the word. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Remember the message, the word will sustain itself. You can also listen to it on the website. You know, and he was watching over it and it will sustain itself. And as long as they kept bringing more empty vessels, there was oil to flow over and fill those vessels as well. But when they found no more vessels, then the oil stopped. And I think, in fact, one time, the king of Israel, you know, Elisha was angry with him and so forth like that when he was about to die. Because the king of Israel came, you know, and so forth, and he told him, well, take your arrows and shoot. And he just took a couple of arrows and shot, and he stopped. And the prophet was angry with him. He said, why did you stop? See, if you had continued, you know, your victories would have continued. Hallelujah, somebody. But I guess he ran out of faith and he just stopped. He said, well, you know, I don't understand this shooting the arrow thing. You know, maybe I'll just do it a couple of times. Well, you better believe the word of God. No, it's not your business to understand the word. Your business is to believe the word. Hallelujah, somebody. You just believe the word. You know, the word is eternal. He's been here way before anything. So you don't try to figure him out. Can you by searching find out God? No, it's impossible. All you have to do is believe. And if you can only believe the word. See now, if you don't believe the word, it will do you no good. Because the Bible says unless the word is mixed with faith, it will do you absolutely no good. Now I can go on and on and on, you know, with cases in the Bible where they believe God, you know, for a little or believe God for a lot and so forth like that, you know. But you know, the Bible also says that limiting God is a great sin. You know, he always rebuked the children of Israel because they limited the Holy One of Israel and they didn't believe him, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and they limited, and unbelief in limiting God is a great sin. You will find out in the book of Hebrews, you know, that's, you know, they did not believe God. Now so this morning, you know, what I want you to do is look at the simplicity of this message and see that our God wants to give you something that runs over.
Amen.
Not just enough. You know, I mean, that's all human beings. You know, maybe I can only do so much. Well, that's not God. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Can I get an amen on that?
Yeah.
You must come to the place that you recognize that. Hallelujah, somebody. And you got to tell your soul and say, my soul, why hast thou cast down within me?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to tell your soul and say, I know that my God is able.
Amen.
And you got to tell the situations around you the same thing. Say, I know that God is able. And he is not only able, he's going to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, he's able and he's willing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wish above all things, you know, that your soul prospers and you be in health. That you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. That's his wish. You know, he wants good things for us. Hallelujah. He wants you to have abundance of good things. Abundant life. Now, let's see. What is abundant life exactly? You know, well, some people don't even have hardly any life at all. You know, let alone abundant life. You know, I mean, the devil is squeezing the life out of you. You know, I mean, there's, you know, it's just squeezing. You know, that's, I mean, and if you notice the way that this, you know, big old pythons, you know, how they squeeze their prey. Anybody ever notice?
Yeah.
You know, squeeze the life out of them and so forth. It reminds you of the devil. You know, the devil is that old serpent. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. And if he got his tentacles around, he'll squeeze that joy out of you. You know, he'll squeeze. And once he gets a hold of your joy, you're finished. Amen?
Amen.
And I always like to tell this, never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking that he got you. Amen.
Amen.
Because he doesn't got you nothing. Because he that is in you,
amen,
is greater than the he that is in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Now, the devil doesn't like, you know, us saying these kind of things, you know, but he can go where he's going. That's the lake of fire. Amen. Praise God. The word of God in you, if you believe it, and the word of God in you, if you use it right, you know, will make you to prosper abundantly. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man or woman, hallelujah, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, oh, can I get somebody to say amen? His delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. And in his word does he meditate day and night. Oh my. And whatsoever he doeth. That's not some of the things that he does. That whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah, somebody. And it shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because his mind is constantly on the word of God. This word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, he told Joshua. Well, why your mouth? Why not your heart? Well, because with the heart, man believes. But with the mouth, hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It is the mouth that you are going to use to make your confession.
Amen.
See, your confession. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 13, it gives you the essentials of faith. And we preached about this already. You know, Hebrews 11 and 13. I want you to turn with it so you can see it. Hebrews 11 and verse 13. You know, there are four things there that he talks about. Four things that you must understand how to get the abundance of what God promises. And here are the four things. Here are the four elements, you know, that make up your faith. He said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. But the first thing is, they seen the promises are far off. So that's the first thing. They seen the promises are far off. And they were persuaded of him.
Yeah.
And then they embraced them.
Yeah.
And then they confessed these promises.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, have you seen the promises of God? Well, you can't see if you don't read the word.
Yeah.
If you only wait until Sunday before somebody reads it to you, well, you're not going to get much of victory in your life. You know, you're going to be defeated all week long. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, so you got to get hold of the word. That's like seeing the promises afar off. You know, they knew, you know, what God promised them because they knew it, you know. And then the next thing is they were persuaded Now, are you persuaded that God is able to do what he has promised?
Yeah.
See, you got to be persuaded. And then, well, you might be persuaded, but you might say, well, you know, yeah, you know, I know God's able, but that was for then, it's not for now. You know, are you going to embrace that into your own life?
Yeah.
You know, can you embrace it? Can you say, I know it is for me?
Amen.
You know, and then can you confess it? Praise God, somebody.
Amen. Yeah.
These four things are essential. Know the promise, know the word. Be persuaded that God is able. And embrace it for yourself and confess.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
That word shall not depart out of your mouth. You speak what the word says about you. Now look at the circumstances and so forth like that. The Bible says, by whose stripes ye were healed. So when you're sick, you know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As 1 Peter 2:24, you know, he bore our sicknesses and bore his our stripes and so forth. You know, Isaiah tells us in 53 and verse 6. But Peter, looking back, he said, by whose stripes you were already healed. And so when you have these challenges, these sicknesses and these things come upon you, you've got to declare the word of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because his word is forever settled in heaven. Now, is the word of God settled in your heart? Do you believe that God is able to do the things that he promised that he is able to do? Or do you believe God only for just enough? You know, remember, I cannot say this enough times. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. That's exceeding. That's pressed down. That's shaken together. And that's running over. That's what exceeding means. You know, well, your car to be full, you know. If I'm going to give you some wheat flour and so forth, you bring, you know, you bring your vessel and so forth, you know, you put some of that flour in there, it looks full. But when you press it down, you make more room.
Amen.
And when you shake it together a little bit, you make even more room. And you keep pressing it, and then it, you know, it gets full, and it spills over. And the blessings of God, when they fill your life, will spill over to the people around you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But you must believe God for this running over kind of blessing.
Amen.
Not just the just enough kind of blessing. You know, now, there are some people that could believe God for just enough. You know, and that may work for them. You know, but, you know, let's put it this way. It's your loss. You know, if you're not believing God for everything that God can do for you. Amen?
Amen.
What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the word of God of none effect? The word of God is true. Whether anybody believes it or not. But God will always have a witness. He'll always have somebody that believes. I'm going to believe the Lord. Are you? Praise God. I don't care what the world says. I don't care if anybody thinks it doesn't work. I'm going to believe God. If God says. And as I always like to say, now, if you think that God can't do it just because you've never heard of it before, that's because you've never heard of it before. That doesn't mean that God can't do it. Amen? He's probably already done it somewhere that you've never heard of. Because, you know, this world is a large place. Praise God. And even if he's never done it before, there's always the first time. Praise God. If I have to be the first, God is going to do it on my behalf. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Oh, I believe God. I have that kind of faith. Do you?
Amen.
I believe that God can do anything. And if I really put my mind to it and so forth like that, hallelujah. And if you know how to work his praise, oh yes. If you know how to work that worship, and you begin to worship the Lord, and you begin to praise him, you know, the glory of the Lord will begin to move. Hallelujah. Because God loves that praise. He wants to hear that praise. You know, hallelujah. But he doesn't want a praise from the life that is opposite. Amen? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Or you can't praise the Lord with your mouth and do something else with your life. That's not going to work. Amen? You know, and that's going to be like, you know, a stench in the apothecary. You know, that's going to be like flies in the anointing oil. You know, when your life is full of unrighteousness or sin or whatever, you know, does not please the Lord, and then you come and praise the Lord. That's not going to work, you know. And that's why the psalmist says, search me, O God, and discover any unrighteousness in me. Hallelujah. Now, if you can get all that unrighteousness out of there, how do you do it? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And through staying with the word. Hallelujah. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Some people say, oh, you can't be right. Oh, no, that was there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Jesus has brought righteousness, and we now live in that righteousness. Hallelujah. Go, he said, and sin no more. Now, if you can sin no more, then that's righteousness. Right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of course, you cannot do it by your power. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
But the power of the Holy Ghost has already been given. It's now for you to do the taking. God already shared abundantly abroad the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Bible said they were in the upper room with one accord. They gathered together, 120, to receive the power that was promised to them.
Amen.
Then Peter stood up in the midst, and he spoke with his voice and said it aloud. I said, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Yeah.
That in the last days, my spirit shall pour. Hallelujah. And he said, not only to me, but also to you. Hallelujah. Now, if you can believe God, you can believe God for abundance also. Now, some of you have tasted of the heavenly gift, you know, maybe, you know. But you think that all that there is to God is speaking in tongues. God is way beyond that. But you've got to press it as a promise to be paid to receive. Hallelujah. And if you've never tasted before, come and taste. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to believe God. I want you to believe God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. I want you to believe God for everything that you are believing God. Just believe God for more. If you are believing God, let's put it to you this way. If you believe God for $10, why not believe God for $100? If you believe for $100, why not believe for $1,000? Because the cattle on the 1,000 hills belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you believe God once before, you say, well, you know, God filled me with the Holy Spirit, I speak in tongues. Well, why not believe God for greater things? Because every soon, you know, a lot of people think that it's all speaking in tongues and so forth like that. You know, well, you know, we don't make light of that, but, you know, that doesn't prove anything. You know, because the devils can speak in tongues all day long. Praise God. You know, I've seen them speak in tongues, you know. But there is a real. That's why there is a counterfeit. You know, so we know that. You know, praise God. But if you want to believe God, you know, every child of God. Now, there's some of you in here today that have not even been filled with the Holy Spirit. There's some of you in there today that are probably not even giving your lives to the Lord. You know, how then are you going to get even some of these greater things and so forth when you don't even have the beginning of your salvation, which is at the cross? But as always, in every service, there's always room at the cross. And we never like to close any service without giving something, because this may be the last opportunity that you hear.
Amen.
You may go out of this room today and it may be your last. We don't know that. You know, we don't wish that for anybody, but we have no control over that. You know. Now this may be your chance to come and give your life to the Lord and begin to experience not only just enough, but abundance of life. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
And those of you who have experienced the Holy Spirit in your life once before, you know, but perhaps you are not walking in his ways. You know, perhaps you are not following the straight and narrow. And maybe the oil has leaked out a little bit, you know. Oh yeah. This is the time for you to get a hold of God and press him for more. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God, you know, gave not the Holy Spirit to Jesus by measure. He gave him the fullness. And we are promised the same. He said, for we shall all come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're coming to that. Hallelujah. But there will be some that will arrive sooner than others. You know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be left out of what God is doing. Lift up your hands this morning and let's pray. Oh, let's believe God this morning. Now, if you want to believe God for healing this morning, perhaps you know, God healed you before, you know, of something, but today you have something else. Well, why don't you believe for that something else as well? You know, it's not like just a one-time healing God. Amen? Oh yes, sir. It's not a one-time healing God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's present continuous. Healeth thee. Continue to heal you. Praise God. So anything that you have that's wrong with you, Jesus, sir, is the Lord that healeth. You need a miracle of any kind. We believe in God. Paul said, sirs, I believe God. Now, if you don't, and I like to tell people, if you don't believe in any kind of supernatural, I mean, if you don't believe in a supernatural God, then what's the point in believing in any kind of God at all? I mean, if your God, you know, can't do miracles, maybe you're serving the wrong God. Why don't you come to Jesus and see the real power? Praise God. Hallelujah. And if there's anybody here today, you want to see that power, we can prove it to you right here. Praise God. If you want to believe God and get an abundance in your life, and see, even Elijah said, there is a sound of abundance of rain. Everything that God does in abundance. When he even gave them manna from heaven, he gave it to them in abundance.
Amen.
All in abundance. Everything about God is in abundance. Even the people of the world that he's going to save, make no mistake about it, they're in abundance. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 7, he said, I saw them, they were like the sands of the sea, multitudes without number, that came out of great tribulation, and they had washed their lambs. I mean, they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Even though they went through great tribulation, but God will save them in abundance. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. But we don't want any part of that great tribulation, do you? Oh no. We want to be first fruits. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God's got a lot of people beyond just the first fruits. He knows what he's doing. He'll lose nothing. It's going to get them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now today is a great opportunity for you like no other day. Today, if you would hear his voice, hide it not your heart. I'm going to pray for somebody, and I want to believe the Lord with you today. And if you want the abundance in your life, well, nobody is going to hand it to you. You're going to have to take it. Can somebody say amen?
Yeah.
Let me repeat that in case you don't understand. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Amen.
And the violence take it by force. Nobody is going to give it to you. You're going to have to take it. Praise God.
Amen.
Because if the devil has a thing or two to say about that, he's going to make sure that you can't get it anyway. So you're going to have to press to get whatever you want from God. Now, I want somebody who wants to press in this morning. I want you to step forward. Let's believe the Lord together. You want an abundance. You don't want any just enough kind of anything. Whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity and so forth. You know, I know if I preach on prosperity, I can get everybody shouting, jumping up and down. Because everybody loves to hear that. But I tell you, a message like this will give you understanding that God is able to do everything that you want and even more. And never stop believing God at any level. If you are here, let me put it to you this way. I don't care if your faith is here, you know, it can go to here. And if it is here, it can go to here. Amen? And if it is here, it can also go to there. And there is no level to where your faith is that it cannot go higher. I'm going higher. Yes, I am. I'm going high. Always higher, never lower. You got to keep moving. Don't be stagnant. Don't be like a pond. Don't be like a lake. There's got to be movement in your life. If there's no movement, then you think it's going to become stenched. There's going to be all kinds of bacteria and fungi and so forth that will be growing if there's no movement. Now, if you're here this morning and you want to receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, because I know there's a lot of people here that are saved people that have been going to church and so forth. And some may be going to church but not saved because they've just been going to church. But you may be here this morning and you say, well, I want to experience Jesus in my life as my Lord and Savior. Here's your opportunity. With every head bowed, as we're about to pray, I'm going to ask those of you that want, if you want to receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior for the first time in your life, with every head bowed, I'm going to see your hand up and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask the Lord to move upon you and understand, give you understanding concerning salvation. And if you are here this morning, Jesus said, I'm married to the backslider. You know, maybe you walked away from God, you know, like the prodigal son. It is time for you to come on back home. And if you are here this morning, perhaps you have experienced the power of God, but you've let the oil run out and it's leaked out. There is room for everybody this morning. And I am going to pray a prayer of faith that's going to cover any of these and all of these situations. And if you want, if you are here this morning and you are at the altar right here, I see a lot of people here at the altar. And if you are at the altar because you want more from God, you're not satisfied with just enough. Now those are the people that I want to really touch this morning. The people that are not satisfied with just enough, that want more of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Now those of you who are here because you want more of God and you're not satisfied with just enough, lift up your hands and I'm going to pray. And I've often said this and I'll say it again, to the glory of God and by the grace of God. There is a different anointing for every service. And today, it is the anointing of increase. You know, it is the anointing that brings your cup, that makes your cup to run over. Now, if you can believe God with me this morning, I'm going to ask the Lord to make your cup to run over. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
If you are believing God for one thing, I'm going to ask the Lord to multiply that thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let's pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this word. And the Lord said, my word which I have spoken shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish its purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now, Lord, even as the rain comes down and cannot go back up, so we have spoken your word this morning, and it cannot return void. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, open the understanding of your people, Lord, that they may understand what is the length, what is the breadth, what is the depth, and what is the height. Hallelujah! Because even the heavens of heaven cannot contain your power, Lord. And you can do one thing for us, you can do more. If we believe you for one thing, you can do more than that. We can believe you, Lord, to heal the leg, you heal the arms also. You can heal the back, you heal the brain also. You can provide money for the rent, you provide money for your education as well. Hallelujah, somebody. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. And if you receive the Holy Spirit, the anointing to speak in tongues, oh, he's got more than that. Oh, he can take you and show you visions of glory. Hallelujah. He can give you understanding to the mysteries of God. You know, he can give you revelation in, you know, that the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ might come upon your life. Hallelujah, somebody. But you have got to press in. Praise God. Now, sometime this summer, by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit just dropping in my mind right now. Maybe around Labor Day, we'll have a special meeting. You know that, you know, we're going to do something very special for everybody. But today, reach out and believe God. Just reach out right now and believe God. I want everybody that is here with me, I want you to say, God is able.
God is able.
To do. Not just enough, but exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or even imagine, according to his mighty power that worketh in me. Hallelujah, somebody. Be it unto you according to your faith this morning. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and 2, a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. That's why you've got to confess the word of the Lord. You've got to say, I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah, somebody. I will lend only and I will not borrow. Hallelujah. I will be above and not beneath. Praise God, somebody. And if right now you are beneath that, let me tell you the word of the Lord unto you this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the Lord lifted up the beggars out of the dunghill. And he raised them up. Oh my goodness. And he set them among princes. Even the princes of his people. So if you are in here this morning and you say, well, right now I'm below. Behold, saith the Lord, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you can only believe, give the Lord a hand clap for that if you believe that. That's right. He can make all things new for you. And if there is something that has eluded you, that's because you haven't believed the right way. This is the time for you to believe God for more. See? Hallelujah. Some people say, well, you know, if you aim for the moon, you miss, you land among the stars or whatever. You won't miss with God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
If you believe God, He will come through for you.
Amen.
I don't care how long it takes, you know, He'll come through for you.
Amen.
And He won't even tarry long, but He'll come through for you.
Amen.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Amen.
Oh, give the Lord a praise and give the Lord the hand clap this morning. Oh yeah, He won't tarry long. He's going to come through for you. But the reason He won't tarry long is because long hope wearies the heart. You know, when people are believing God for something and waiting and believing God, you know, and it doesn't seem to come to pass, sometimes they get weary. But you know, the Lord, He might be testing you. He wants to see what you're made of. You know, because sometimes you say, well, I'm a child of God. I have faith. I believe God and so forth. You know, then a little problem comes your way and then you go to doubting God and so forth like that. You know, so God will put you to the test. He wants to see what you are made out of. Praise God. Praise God. Now, what are you made out of, people? What kind of spirit is in you? Hallelujah. Let's believe God here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and just thank Him this morning. Thank Him for everything that He's done. Thank Him for revealing this to you, that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Thank Him. Thank Him this morning. Thank Him this morning. Thank Him this morning. Thank Him this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Father, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we rebuke the enemy that is holding your people back from believing God for all of the things that God wants in their life. We rebuke him this morning and say, let my people go in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And I will close with this word of the Lord unto you. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28, therefore say unto them, he said, say unto them this morning, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore.
Amen.
But the word which I have spoken shall be done for you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might say, you know, it's time no longer. No more delay. Hallelujah. You might say the mighty conqueror has put his left foot upon the sea and his right foot upon the land. You might say that he has raised up his hand and he has sworn by him that liveth forever and ever that there shall be no more delay.
Amen.
That my words shall no longer be delayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now they shall come to pass.
Amen.
If you can only believe it.
Amen.
Praise God. Lord, we believe this morning for everything that you have promised. And even more, even that which we cannot even understand, we believe anyway.
Amen.
Because the heavens of heavens cannot contain you. Give, O Lord, today that running over anointing in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, the Lord anoint your head with oil.
Amen.
And cause your cup to run over.
Amen.
Not only, you know, run over in your life, but run over to even other people around you.
Amen.
That your life, the anointing of God in your life, begin to influence other people to come to Christ.
Amen.
The blessing of God, prosperity in your life will flow out and even affect others and make a blessing for others as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You cannot give what you don't have. Praise God. Such as I have, I give unto you this morning. The faith that is in the word of God. Believe. And it shall be well with you. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning as you go back to your seats. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.